Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise God for being here on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you are listening to me right now, hallelujah, you are blessed. Hallelujah, not because you're listening to me, it's nothing of me. Hallelujah, but if you are listening to me right now, hallelujah, you are blessed because you are in the land of the living, and that is a reason to give God praise on today. Hallelujah, welcome to the show, hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost even right now, hallelujah. I'm sorry, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. I've been in expectations with God all week long. I'm sorry. Hi, y'all know the most y'all tell y'all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for being here on today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes. We praise God. Hallelujah. Giving God all the glory, the honor, and the praise on today.
Sir.
Welcome to the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle Radio Show right here on the Spirit Alive Network, right here on Blog Talk Radio in Jesus' name. Giving honor to God who is the head of my life in Jesus' name. Giving honor to the watchman on the wall of this network. Amen. Apostle Cook, God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Giving honor to my pastor and my first lady. Hallelujah. Pastor William Tuggle and First Lady Cosette Tuggle. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We got a dynamic topic, y'all. Amen. And before I get into it, I want to say God bless you. Hallelujah to all of the Spirit Alive family that are listening. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have a dynamic topic today. And I thank God for this because we have to understand that God, he is powerful. He's all-knowing. We know him to be who he says he is. He told Moses, he said, tell Pharaoh the I am that I am sent you. Amen. So he'll be whatever we need him to be. Amen. He is the I am that I am. Amen.
Say that.
But on to you.
Amen.
We know him to be a burden bearer. We know him to be the bright morning star. We know him to be Alpha and Omega. Amen. But have we ever looked at seeing through God's eyes? Have we ever looked at, like, deeply thought about seeing through God's eyes? Have we ever looked at the mindset of Christ, thinking the way he thinks? There used to be an old saying back in the 90s, what would Jesus do? Have we ever just stopped and thought about it? Have we ever thought? See, the reason why I ask is because, the reason why I ask this question is because the Bible lets us know that there are standards, there are ordinances, there are statutes of God, and that we can't come to him any kind of way. Now, I watched on Facebook this past Easter. I watched on Facebook of this video from this pastor who was doing a, well, which some of God's people are calling a satanic ritual, which it looks like it looks that way, because I saw the video. I don't know if you've seen it, but the pastor Michael Todd, and I'm going, I'll call the name. I don't care. Y'all know I don't. But when he did this, he said, we're going to do, he said he never preached the Easter message. And he said he doesn't want to start right then and there on this past Easter or Resurrection Sunday, whatever you want to call it. I don't call it Easter. I call it Resurrection Sunday. But he said Easter. And he said he didn't want to preach an Easter message. And he said that we're going to do a play. And we're going to do everything as short as sin. And that thing looks so demonic. And the reason why I say that is because there's only but one way to get to God. There are ordinances. There are standards. There are commandments of God that God has given us to be a part of Him. There are different ordinances throughout the Bible, salvation. And when I say different ordinances, I mean different ordinances in different areas of our life, not different ordinances of salvation. But there's an ordinance for salvation. There's an ordinance for blessings. There's different things. And these are different things. These are different what ordinances and standards and all this stuff and commandments are nothing but instructions. Back in the Bible days, when the high priest used to go into the holies of holies, he could not come into the holies of holies any kind of way. He could not come in just with just anything. We, as people of God, we have to understand that it throughout the Bible, from Genesis all the way to Revelation, there are instructions for us to follow. Adam and Eve had to follow instructions. We have to follow instructions even now to get to the promise that God has got for our life. To get to the blessings, that everybody wants the blessing, everybody wants the promise, everybody wants the anointing. But to get to the anointing, we have to follow the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the title of today's topic is, do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? What the title of this means is, do you see through God's eyesight the way you're supposed to go? Do you really see through God's eyesight? Are you seeing through your flesh? Are you seeing through your own thought? Take no thought. Don't think the way you think. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And this is not just for sinners. This is for God's people as well, because some of us, we tend to do our own thing when God ain't showed up yet. Do you see what I see? Sometimes we want to maneuver before God says move. Do you see what I see? We're not looking through the eyes of God to see in the spirit. When God says don't move, don't you move yet? But we ready to move, and God, when you going to bless me? When you going to do this? And we move before, because we were not in the spirit moving. We were in our flesh. And a lot of people move in their flesh. That's why they're not receiving the hope of glory. They're not receiving the anointing like they should, because they're not moving in the manifestation of the spirit, but they're moving in the manifestation of their flesh. They're moving in the manifestation of their own mindset. When you take on the statues of God, you have to move in the spirit of God, because it is the spirit of God that will teach you how to maneuver in the spirit. You cannot use your own intellect to move in the Spirit of God. You can't. There's no way. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse number 2, that he said that I want you to have a renewed mind. Your mind has to be renewed. You came into this world with a carnal mind. You cannot move in carnality in the spirit. That is why some of us can't move in the, as we talked on last week, we talked about dwelling in our blessings. We can't dwell in the blessings of God until we move in the spirit of God. And we can't move in the spirit of God until we get to the standard that God wants us to be at. We can't do it. In the Old Testament, there were standards of God. In the New Testament, there were standards of God. And what I mean by standards, I mean the instructions of God. There is instructions to every bit of our life in God. Everything that we need, we must follow it. Look, and this is what the Lord gave me on this week, is that when we move in the instructions of God, when we move in the standards of God, we'll be more blessed. We'll get more out of life. You might say, well, Minister Adam, how in the world can I move in this? How can I move and I don't have the Holy Ghost? You need the Holy Ghost to be able to move in the Spirit. I'm telling you that now. If you do not have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost will teach you, and we're gonna look at it in the Scripture. You need the Holy Ghost to be able to move in the Spirit. What is the Holy Ghost? His Spirit on the inside of you. That is why the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Why? Because the world's standards are not greater than God's standards. God's standards lead you to blessings upon blessings. The God's standards lead you, God's instructions will lead you, or God's ordinances will lead you in dwelling in your blessings. But when you move in the standards of your flesh, trying to use the carnal mindset, trying to move into the spirit, you're not gonna go nowhere. Only thing that leads to destruction. Because when you move in your flesh, you're actually moving in the spirit of demonic spirits. When you move in your flesh. Oh, God didn't say it that way. You can do this. You can do that. Just like he tricked Eve. That was a demonic spirit. If you don't know. When that serpent came to Eve, that was a demonic spirit speaking through that serpent. You don't believe that demons can move on animals? They can. When God casted out one spirit's that he cast it out, it went into the swine. And then the swine leapt off a cliff. These spirits that we follow, the spirit of God or the spirit of man, if we walk in our flesh, we are walking in the spirit of deception. Deception leads to what is recorded in John 10 and 10. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and to destroy. That is where it leads to when you move into the spirit of deception. There's deception spirits all over the world. There's deception. If you are not grounded in the Word of God, if you are not grounded in fasting, praying, if you are not grounded in the spirit, in the secret place like we talked about last week, if we are not founded in the secret place, that's why The Spirit of God cannot move the way it wants to move in the churches. Because some of us are moving off our own intellect. Just because this one got a gift, we let them sing. No. No, no, no. If that person got a spirit on them, sit them down. Do not let them lead no praise services. Don't let them, don't do it. Don't you do it. And I'm talking to leaders today. Because if you do it, those spirits are going to jump off on the saints. This is why we can't take being a Christian lightly. This is why we can't take the word being a Christian lightly, because it's being Christ-like. You have to have the mind of Christ to be Christ-like. You have to, this is why God gave, just like we got rules, when you're driving down the street, you got rules. You got rules driving down the street. You stop at a red light. You slow down for a yellow light. You go for the green light, right? You stop at a stop sign. Those are rules. Amen. No U-turn. Those are rules for the road, right? Well, there's rules in the kingdom of God. And when I say rules, there's ordinances. But you can only understand that stuff. You can only understand the rules and the ordinances of God in the kingdom of heaven when you get the mind of Christ. And the way you get the mind of Christ is receiving the Holy Ghost and studying the Word of God. Just like a person trying to get their license, they study that driving manual. They studied and studied and studied. Then they went off and took their written test, and then there was a driving test. You had to practice. There's an old saying, practice makes perfect, right? Well, you drove around, and you drove in the daytime, you drove at night. I don't know how it was because I don't know everybody's age, but, you know, when I took the driving test, I had to drive around and drive around in the daytime, and there's so many hours I had to get. There were so many hours at night I had to get ready for my driving test. And I had to study. I had to hands-on study, and I had to book study. And that's the same thing with God. That's the same thing getting us ready for heaven. We got to study. The Bible says we got to study to show ourselves approved. The Bible lets us know, I believe, matter of fact, I'm about to turn to it. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, it says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." What does that mean? That means learn about his statutes, learn about Jesus, learn about what he likes, learn about what he does not like, learn about the steps of salvation, learn about, these are the things we must learn about the kingdom. We can't just go, we just can't get raptured out of here and not know nothing about it. We can't just step into a church and say, "Oh, I want to be saved," and not know nothing about it. We don't know what we're getting into. That's why it's good for us to study the Word of God. That's why it's good for us to come to church. That's why it is good for us. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, not of my flesh. Not of your flesh, not of your own mindset, but of my mindset. See, I'm moving in the spirit today because I had this lesson today. I had it where I was going to put it and everything and all this stuff, where I was going to put it, but God is doing this thing. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and low in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, if we go back to John chapter 10, verse 10, the burden of the enemy or us walking in our carnality, the burden of our carnality leads us to death and destruction. It's not light. The wages of sin is death. When we walk in our own carnality, when we walk in our own mindset trying to move in the Spirit of God, we are sinning. Because we got to be in the Spirit. And I'm going to show you. You have to be in the Spirit to be able to move in the Spirit of God. I'm going to show it to you. You cannot move in the Spirit of God being in your carnality, being in your carnal mindset. And there's a lot of preachers that move in the carnality of their mind, the carnal mindset. They try to figure out Jesus and they ain't figured out nothing. And I'm just saying, there are a lot of preachers that move in the carnal mindset and thinking that they're moving in the Spirit of God, and they're not. They're moving in the spirit of their own flesh, and they're trying to dilute the word. And when you and they try to mix light with darkness, and when you have light with darkness, it's profane. You have an implosion. That's why we have implosions happening in the church now. We got in every wind and doctrine preaching everywhere, and this is what's going to happen. We already living in the last days, so I'm not going to even say this is what's going to happen in the last days, because we live in the last days. This is what's going on now. But God has given us spiritual instruction to let us know how to maneuver through these last and evil days. Through these last and evil days, we must move through the knowledge of God. We cannot move in our carnality, in our own mindset, in our own thought. We can't do it. We cannot move. Watch this. I'm going to show you. In the Old Testament, I said in the Old Testament there were ordinances, and in the New Testament there are ordinances. And I'm going to show you some. And then I'm going to show you that you cannot move in the Spirit without having the Holy Ghost. You can't. That's the first thing you have to move in the Spirit of God. Now, stepping into salvation, you have to be drawn by the Spirit of God. To be drawn by the Spirit of God, to receiving the Holy Ghost, the coming up to salvation. Amen. You have to be drawn by God. God draws us. But when you receive the Holy Ghost and moving in the Spirit of God and moving in the Holy Ghost, you have to take off the carnal mindset. Now, watch this. I'm going to show you the ordinances. There's a few. I'm going to show you a few in the Old Testament. I'm going to show you two specific ordinances. And this is regarding life, okay? Just life in general. That if you follow the ordinances of God and the standards of God and the commandments of God, your life will be better. You'll get wins in your life. You want wins in your life? Follow the ordinances of God. Follow the statutes of God. Amen. The first one I'm going to deal with is number one. There was a statute or stature or ordinance given to Moses and the children of Israel. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter number 4, verse 44 and verse 45, Moses was given the commandments. Moses was given the instruction from God. Now watch this, and I'm going to read these two verses. This, verse 44 and verse 45. And this is the law which Moses set before the children of Israel. He got the law from God, right? These were the standards of God. This is what the children of Israel were supposed to follow. Now watch this. These are the testaments and the statutes and the judgments which Moses spake unto the children of Israel after they came forth out of Egypt. This is what God wanted the children of Israel to do. The same thing that God has us doing today. This was an ordinance from God. This was an instruction from God. Moses was led by the Spirit to give the children of Israel these ordinances, these statutes, as it says in verse 45, when they came out of their sin, when they came out of their bondage. When you come out of your sin, when you come out of your bondage, and when you come unto the Spirit of God, when you come into, when you have received the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, you now come up to a higher standard. And God has standards and ordinances. God has commanded you to do this, to do X, Y, Z, to stay in the level that God has got you at, so you won't come back down to the level of sin. You have come up, when you receive the Holy Ghost, there are elevations in the Spirit, but God cannot take you in the elevations of the Spirit until you understand the full knowledge of the truth. God cannot take anybody, and some people call themselves saying that God called me to do this, God called me to, God ain't called you to do nothing except sit there and learn. Some people, and I'm going to give you an example, some people will pick up a tap, now back then, back in the day it was, some people will pick up a briefcase and call themselves pastors and preachers and stuff, and God ain't called them, God called them to clean the bathroom. Oh, but I'm a preacher. No, you're not. You called yourself because the title, the devil is a liar. That's why I said the word of God is so deep. It is deeper than what we think it is. It is deeper than what we think it is. And this is what we need to fight for. All the isms and the schisms of life, don't you fight for that. This is what we need to fight for. This is the way we need to fight in the Spirit of God. When we go through troubles of life, don't you fight in the carnality of your mindset. Don't fight in the carnality of the flesh. Fight in the Spirit. The Bible lets us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the what? To the pulling down of strongholds. Some of us are fighting, are losing battle because we're fighting in our carnal mindset. We're fighting against what God has said. And we're wondering why we're not blessed. We're wondering why we're not dwelling in the blessings of God. We're wondering why we're not in the secret place. We can't get to the secret. We wonder why our life is so stressed out. We wonder why we're not moving in levels in God, because we're not following the instructions of God. Jesus gave us instruction, and it takes, and I've said it before, when we talked about the topic, a Christian of the gospel, it takes mental, spiritual discipline to follow this. It does. It takes spiritual, mental discipline. That is why we have to be the mindset of Christ. We cannot be in the mindset of our flesh, because the moral, spiritual discipline that we need lies in Christ, It does not lie in the flesh. It does not lie in our carnality, but it lies in God. That's why, and I'm going to go there. I'm going to go, let's go to Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you in the Bible, in the Word of God. You might say, wow, Minister Adam, how did you? This is God. This ain't me. This is not me. This is not me. All right? I'm just telling you what God gave to me. Amen. This is another one right here. This is another ordinance that after you receive the Holy Ghost, in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, watch this. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, this is an ordinance from God. What do you mean it's an ordinance from God? This is an instruction from God. Watch this. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, why? That first verse is an ordinance from God. He said that after we receive the Holy Ghost, we got to be holy. We got to present our body, which means, God, use me the way you want to use me. Not my will, but your will be done in my life. Not the way I want to go, but the way you want to go, God, with my life. For God I live, for God I die. That's the mindset we have to take on. Whatever you do, use me the way you see fit, not the way I want to. If you want me to go left, I'll go left. If you want me to go right, I'll go right. That is the living sacrifice that God is talking about. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Because there's some things in life that we are going to have to do. There are some things in life that we are going to have to go through, and we won't want to go through them. Jesus didn't want to go through some stuff that he went through. Jesus was the example for us. Jesus did not want to die for the sins of mankind. He already knew what he was going to go through. That's why the Bible says when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. His flesh, the fleshly side of Jesus, was talking about, if it be so, I don't want to die. Because he already knew the agony and the torture that he would have to go through. He knew. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. And he knew what he had to go through. But his fleshly side said, his fleshly side did not want to die. And some of us, our fleshly side don't want to go through anything. But the fleshly side just want to be pleased. That's why Jesus said, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Let it pass. Don't let it happen. I don't want to die. Jesus' fleshly side did not want to die. And some of us, we don't want to die out of sin. Some of us don't want to die out of sin. But I tell you what, you don't want to die out of sin, you'll die later. You'll die later. If you don't want to die out of your carnal mindset, you'll die later. What you mean you'll die later? In Romans, and we're going to go back to Romans chapter 12, but I want to go real quick just to show you. Romans chapter 6, verse 32, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So you either die out of sin now or you'll die later. And I'm not talking about natural death. I'm talking about the second death. You'll either die now or die later. See, it goes deeper than what we think. The Word of God, see, when you study the Word of God, when a person studies, really studies the Word of God, it gets deeper and you start asking more, God, well, what did you say here? What did you say? And the Spirit will start letting you understand what God is talking about. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. That's why I said we got to die out of sin. Otherwise, we'll die later. If we stay in our sin, we'll die later. If we die in sin, we'll die later, which is the second death. What is the second death? You'll open that person that dies in sin will open their eyes in hell. I'm just saying. That's the way it is. I'm just saying. I'm not putting anybody in hell. I'm not doing that. I'm just stating what God has said. Amen. We must understand. This is why we got to go back. Let's go back to Romans chapter 12. This is why we got to have that mindset of Christ, so we won't have to die later. Because verse number 2 in Romans chapter 12 says, and be not conformed to what? This world. The carnal mindset. The carnality of your flesh, the way you want to move in your flesh. Oh, the Lord didn't say that. The Lord said it this way. No, he said it the way he said it. You trying to change it to please your flesh. The devil is a liar. The Lord said right here, and be not conformed to this world. Watch this. And this is said in the title of the Spirit Alive Network. But be ye transformed. Be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I hear so many TV preachers and local preachers too. God's doing a new thing. No, he ain't doing no new thing. He is not. He is the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. This is old school holiness teaching. Now, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you, Lord Jesus, good God Almighty, I love this. I showed you an ordinance from Moses. If we go to the book of Judges, I believe it's chapter 7, either 6 or 7. If we go there to the book of Judges, we'll see a man by the name of Gideon. Uh-huh. A man by the name of Gideon. And he had an army. But God, in this ordinance that God gave Gideon in Judges chapter 7, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to start at verse number 2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. Now, watch this. God is getting ready to give the ordinance to Gideon, or the instruction to Gideon. All right? In verse number 3, it says, now therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead, and there return of the people 22,000, and there remain 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. Now, let's stop right there. The Lord was telling Gideon, look, bring them down. Bring them down into the water. If Gideon hadn't followed God's procedure or in God's instruction, God would not gave Gideon, or Gideon wouldn't have had the win over the Midianite army. He gave specific instructions under Gideon. And Gideon followed the instruction of God, what God told him to do. He followed the instruction. And Gideon won the battle against the Midianite army. Amen. And look, let's read some more. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, now this is the third time that he's speaking unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down unto their knees to drink the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped, will I save you and deliver you and deliver the Midianites unto thy hand, and let all the other people go every man unto their own place. Gideon didn't get fearful. He didn't get afraid because he followed the plan of God. Gideon was in the spirit of God. He had to be in the spirit of God because, you know what? Gideon started out with 22,000 men, and it went down to 10,000, and then it dropped down to 300. And that's what he fought with, 300 men. Gideon was in the spirit. Because you ain't fight. I am not fighting a big army with 300 men that's over my, I know. That might have seemed, in man's eyesight, that might seem crazy. That's crazy. But God did it for a reason. Because he knew the children of Israel's heart. He didn't want the children of Israel to vaunt against him, saying their own hands have, saved us. We did this. That's why God does some of the things that he does, because he knows our hearts. He said he knows the feelings of our infirmities. Amen? Now watch this. I showed you, I said I was going to show you some ordinances of God in the Old Testament. But watch this. The only way for us to understand the statutes, the ordinances, the instructions of God, we got to be in the spirit. Now watch this. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, starting at verse number 9, a lot of people use this scripture in verse number 9. A lot of people use this verse as it pertains to blessings. But it's not just for blessing. It's to understand the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he wants us to do. This is why he said what he said in this verse. Because many people are not going to understand what God is going to have you do. And I guarantee you, some of the people that were around Gideon didn't understand why Gideon was doing what he was doing. And I guarantee you some of the children of Israel didn't understand why Moses was doing some of the things that he was doing. They couldn't see it through because they were not in the spirit. They were in the carnality of their flesh. They were in the the natural carnality of their mind. Amen. But watch this. And then after I read this, we're gonna have some time for the Spirit Alive family to come on and leave some comments in Jesus' name. But I want to read this before I get to comments and stuff. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, starting at verse number 9, it reads, and I love this verse because a lot of people take this verse and they say this verse concerning the blessings that God is getting ready to give them, and that's all they use it for. Some preachers use this verse, but it's to understand the fundamentals of the Lord Jesus Christ also. It's not just for blessings. So I'm going to read it. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man. Why has it not entered into the heart of man? Because the man's heart is not in the spirit. That's why. Why hasn't had the Bible, it says it right here, but it is written, eyes have not seen. Why hasn't it been seen? Eyes have not seen because they're not seeing it through the Spirit of God. That's why I titled this, Do You See What I See? My former pastor, Pastor Dorothy McGordon, preached a message titled that, Do You See What I See? We have to see it through the eyesight of God. We have to think in the mindset of Christ. Amen. It says, but it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. He ain't just prepared the fine cars and the houses and the money and all of that stuff. He has prepared spiritual things for us. He has prepared levels. There's deep, higher heights and deeper depths in him. He has prepared for us. He has prepared a straight way to heaven for us. He is prepared. He said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. He has prepared a straight way for us to make it to heaven. He has prepared a straight way from this life into our eternal life. He has prepared spiritual things for us. So that we may not have any excuse to walk in the flesh. Prepare life for us to walk in the Spirit of God always. We always have to be in the Spirit of God. Now, you're not walking around. You might say, well, Minister Adam, does that mean that I got to walk around saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus all the time? No, that does not mean that. That's not what I'm talking about. But being in the mindset of Christ is that you know the Spirit when the Spirit leads you. The Spirit is leading you every day in every area of your life. When you walk down the street, when you're driving in your car, when you're in the grocery store, when you're at school, come on here, when you're on your job, when people are getting frustrated and they got attitudes on your job and you wondering why. And then them spirits are coming at you every which way, and you don't know what to do. You start praying in your mind, and you start pleading the blood of Jesus in your mind. That's the Spirit of God leading you. I've had to do it on the job that I'm at right now. If you've ever seen me, sometimes I do Facebook prayers. Some of them prayers are not just for people. Some of them prayers are for me. Because me dealing with what I got to deal with on my job. And I'm talking about me now. I'm talking about me right now because I don't know anybody else's story. But some of them prayers, I pray, I start praying for other folks because I want God to move on my behalf. And I'm not worried about me. I'm worried about the kingdom. I got my eyes set on kingdom building. And so when I got my eyes set on kingdom building and I'm praying for other folks, don't you know that when I start praying for other folks and I'm in the spirit praying for other folks, God is in there working on the test that I'm dealing with on my job. And when I walk back in there after praying, everything is all right. Why? Because I am moved in the spirit of God. I didn't fight the battle. The Lord fought the battle. The Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I fought the battle. You take care. That's why I said last week, if we are consistent with God, God will be consistent with us. If we take care of God's business, God will take care of our business. Every time. Every single time. Time before I continue reading this, I want to get any comments from the Spirit Alive family or anybody who's listening in Jesus' name. If you have a comment, you can leave it now. If you have a testimony, you can leave it now in Jesus' name. Amen. The floor is now open to anybody who wants to leave a comment or a testimony or anything like that in Jesus' name. Amen. The floor is open now in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord, Minister Tobin.
Praise the Lord.
I'm going to share how, you know, God wants us to be led by the Spirit, because when we're led by the Spirit, we know that there is no condemnation in Christ. We know that we do all things through the Spirit. We know that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. We know that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die, and he raised him from the dead, and then sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us so that we could live a more than abundant life. Desire for us to live a more than abundant life first spiritually, so that we have the power of the Holy Spirit within us to make change happen. And then he wants us to live whole mentally, then emotionally, physically, and financially. The more than abundant life is life. And that's why he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for us. Now, when we stand in that place, not only do we receive the forgiveness of sin through the blood of Jesus Christ that is powerful enough to make us worthy, but then because of the beatings Jesus Christ took a couple weeks ago after the Passion of the Christ, or during Resurrection Sunday, I watched the Passion of the Christ, and I saw how badly they beat him, and they probably beat him worse than that. Just imagine, the devil had permission to beat Jesus Christ, and all he couldn't do was break his bones. So what do you think he did? I think it was worse than anything we've ever seen. And that was for our physical wholeness. Those beatings were for our physical wholeness. So we have to, just like we believe that Jesus Christ's blood is powerful enough to cover all our sin, we have to believe that Jesus Christ's beatings were powerful enough for us to be made physically whole so that we could be about our Father's business and reconciling the world back to God. So that was all I wanted to say. And I think that you're right on point, is getting people back to their purpose, to being in alignment and harmony with God. See, when your car is out of alignment, it'll drive in an opposite direction other than straight. And when you're out of spiritual alignment and harmony, you'll move in directions other than the directions that God would have for you to move. But when you're led by the Spirit, then you know you are in a place of favor, and you know that all the promises of God are yours. Thank you, man.
Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else that wants to leave a comment or a testimony at this time? Amen. 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 God bless you all in Jesus' name. And all, and those that are listening in around the world, I know we have people around the world that are listening in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you ever, ever want to leave a comment, you can gladly do so in Jesus' name. Amen. But I want to say this. When we get to a place that we, the Bible specifically lets us know how to maneuver in the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I read the ninth verse, but I want to finish out these verses. I want to read all the way to verse 16 because the Bible lets us know when we're moving in the spirit and when we're moving in the flesh. Amen. The Bible lets us know that. In verse number 10, it says, "But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searcheth all things, yet the deep things of God." That's why I said the deep things, the mysteries of God. That's why I said knowing God and being in the spirit, knowing the word of God, that's why it's good to study your Bible. That's why it's good to pray, because it's deeper than just getting up in a pulpit preaching. It's deeper than just sitting in a church building. It's deeper than that. That's why I said the deep things of God. That's why we have to be in the spirit of God. That's why we got to be in alignment. It's like Bishop Carver said, we got to be in alignment with God. Now watch this. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Why? Because they're not in the spirit. But the spirit of God. It says, but the spirit of God. Amen. You have to have his spirit to understand God. So many people try to understand him with the natural mindset. That's why I'm going to give you an example. The oneness of God. Some people don't understand the oneness of God because they're not in the spiritual mindset to understand the oneness of God. That, I'm just being honest. They're not in the spirit. They think they are, but they're not. They haven't fully grasped the spirit of God. The oneness. Some people think there's 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 different. No. That's why Peter, when Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you. Which means your carnal mind did not reveal who I am unto you. But it was the Spirit of God that revealed this unto you. It wasn't yourself. It wasn't your flesh that revealed this unto you. But it was the Spirit of God. It was you being in alignment with the Spirit. That's why we got to be more in prayer, more in fasting, to know the deep things of God. Amen. Verse number 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. You look, that verse right there lets us know that we will not understand the things of God through the world's mindset, through the world's expectations. Why do you think so many people are searching for this and searching for that, and they have no peace? They're looking for life in all the wrong places. Why? Because they have not tapped into the Spirit of God. They have not seen through the eyesight of God. They have not thought through the mindset of Christ. They do not have the heart of God. That's why. They're looking for life in all the wrong places. That's why we have so much. Look, and if life was, and I told somebody this on my job the other day, if life was a flower bed of bees, we would not need God. There would be no death. There would be no no suicides. There would be, everybody would have everything that they need, and we wouldn't need God. Just saying. It's for real. But we need God to live this life. Why? Because the Bible says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. God has revealed himself. He has revealed himself unto us. The things that were concealed, he has revealed it unto us. The Old Testament, and when I say the things that were concealed, I mean the Old Testament. The Old Testament of the Word of God is Christ concealed. The New Testament is Christ revealed. He has revealed all of that and more unto us, but we got to be in the Spirit to understand what he is trying to reveal unto us. You might say, well, Minister Adam, how is a person going to understand this and they don't, and they, what if they have the Spirit of God and they don't have the mental intellect to understand? Let me tell you something. You'll understand it. You'll understand it. There's no excuse. You will understand it. Well, how do you know that, Minister Adam? There's people with disabilities and things like that, and they got, you'll understand it. Trust me. And the reason why I can say trust me is because you're listening to a person that was diagnosed with a mental disability. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest with you. I'm talking about my testimony now. I was diagnosed with a learning disability in school. It took me longer to learn things. But how do you think, you might say, well, Minister Adam, it don't sound like you have a learning disability. It don't sound, I do. At least that's what the doctor said. But when it comes to this, when it comes to the word, and there's some things that I should have learned in school. This is how God, this is the depths of God. There are some things that God will teach you that you're supposed to learn in the world, that you're supposed to learn like, and I'm not saying learn in the world like sin. I'm talking about learn things that helps you in life. There are some things that I learned in the church that I should have learned in school that I couldn't understand and grasp in school. For real. I'm serious. Dead serious. There are some things that I learned in the church, growing up in the church, that I should have learned in school that I did not learn in school, but I learned it in the church. Number one, I learned how to read by reading the Bible. What? Are you serious? Yes. I learned how to do math in the church. by collecting up off. My pastor let me collect offering. I learned how to do. What multiplication and all that stuff by paying my tithes. I learned percentages by paying my tithes. I didn't know percentages because it was hard. Me and math did not get along in school. And this is a testimony. This is the depths of God. And I'm just giving this as a testimony. God will teach you how to live life, Spirit of God. I'm saying that to say this. God will teach you how to live life because he is life. And he said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. This is not just for the spiritual realm. This is for the natural realm too. But if you take care of God's business, he'll take care of yours. That's why in Matthew chapter 6, and I quote it a lot, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I didn't give a specific if it was spiritual or natural. He said all these things shall be added unto you. If you walk in the Spirit, if you are in tune with the Spirit of God, if you are discerning spiritually, that's where spiritual discernment comes in. Now watch this. In verse number 13, which things also we speak, not in the word in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches. This is why we need to be in the Spirit of Christ, because some people try to move, like I said earlier, some people try to move in their carnal mindset in the Spirit of God, and they can't do it because the Holy Ghost will teach you how to move in the Spirit. The Holy Ghost. It just said it right there in verse 13. The Holy Ghost teaches. It said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach, which means not in the form of what your flesh is teaching you, not in the form of the mindset of your natural mindset. Not in the form of what the world teaches. The world teaches you, hey, you can live any kind of way. The world is teaching now, you can pick your own gender. You can do this. You can do that. You can live this type of way. You can live this type of way. You can dress this type of way. You can dress, no. The Bible says, don't be taught. That's why the Bible lets us know, and I believe it's Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man. Why is it a blessing not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, because they are not in the Spirit. They are not spiritually sound. They're not spiritually sound. The Bible lets us know to study the soul, study to show thyself approved. When you study the Word of God, God will show you how to maneuver in the Spirit. And when you maneuver in the Spirit, it helps your natural man. When you take care of the spiritual, it'll help you financially. It'll help you physically. It'll help you emotionally. It will help in all areas of your life if you move in the flow of the Spirit and not in the flow of your flesh, not in the flow of your natural carnal mindset. Amen? Man, Jesus Christ. And it says after Holy Ghost, which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, because they're not in the spirit. They are not in the spiritual mindset. They have not taken on the mind of Christ. That's why they don't understand it. Amen. But the natural man receiving not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. The spiritual mindset, the spiritual things of God unto a person that is not saved is foolishness unto them. That it seems like it's foolish. And that, like I said earlier, it was probably foolish unto some people, unto people that were in Gideon's army, some of them. Why are you doing this? Might it look foolish unto them? It looks foolish unto you. It looks foolish unto man when you start praising God and you going through all hell and high water. When storms of life are raging and you still praising God. How can you still praise God and you still... It looks foolish. You got this going on. You got that going on. And some people will know. Some people know that you're going through and they're looking at you like, wait a minute. Why? It's foolish to them. But it's not foolish unto you because you know that in the spirit, I know that the Lord will fight my battle. Amen. It is foolish unto man because the man has not received the Spirit of God. They are not moving in the Spirit. Amen. And it says, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. He himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. You have to take on the mind of Christ to be able to understand the Spirit of Christ. You have to. You ain't got no choice. Ain't no choice. Amen. You have to. You have to take on the mind of Christ to be able to understand the Spirit of God. You have to take on the mind of Christ. You have to take on the spiritual eyesight to understand, to see in the spirit. You have to take on the mind of Christ. You ain't got no choice. You have to have the Holy Ghost to be able to maneuver in the spirit. That's why I'm very big on receiving the Holy Ghost. You might say, well, you talk about receiving the Holy Ghost in every episode that you talk about. Why are you talking about that? Because that's why. The Holy Ghost is in the Word of God. That's what we strive for man to receive the Holy Ghost so that they can now move in the Spirit of God so that they can live a more abundant life. That's why these shows, every show every week is here to teach. Just like you go to school to be taught, you have to be taught the Word of God. The Holy Ghost will teach you if you have the Holy Ghost. Then you'll be able to say, Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, called according to his purpose. Now watch this. I'm going to leave you with this last verse. When we were talking about the mind of Christ, this verse that I'm about to read backs up 1 Corinthians. Amen. The verses in 1 Corinthians, that last verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, where we have the mind of Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, in Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We have to take on the mind of Christ to walk in the Spirit. Without it, out the Holy Ghost, we cannot take on the mind of Christ. Without the mind of Christ, we cannot walk in the Spirit. Without walking in the Spirit, we cannot live holy. Without living holy, we cannot see heaven. Because the Bible says, holy, follow peace with all men, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. We will not make it to heaven. And I'm not putting nobody in hell when I say that. But you have to follow. These are the ordinances of God. These are the instructions of God. This is not the instructions of Adam Tuggle. I didn't write this. The Lord wrote it. The Lord wrote it. The Lord gave this unto the apostles. And the apostles instructed it. The apostles wrote it word for word, the way the Lord wanted them to write it. Amen. But this is the word of God. This, I said it before and I'll say it again in these last few minutes that I have. The word of God is a life book. I'm going to say it again. The word of God is a life book. Every area of your life, you can find every answer to every area of your life in the word of God. Because this is a life book. Because I quoted it before. He said he is the way, the truth, and the life. We cannot live life without Jesus Christ. He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The devil comes that he might kill, steal, and destroy us. I told you, the carnality leads to damnation. He wants you to continue in your sin and figure, hey, it's all right. You all right where you are? No, you're not. And I'm talking to the sinner man now. You must be. You have to be. And I don't care what preacher says otherwise. If they say, well, you can be, you just got to follow the steps of salvation, confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart, and you say, no, that ain't all of it. That's part of it, but that ain't all of it. You got to take on the full package. And any preacher, I will go up against any preacher that says otherwise. I don't care if they famous or not, because it's the word of God. The Bible says you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. That's what Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. You got to be born again of the water and the Spirit. You must be born again. How am I born again? Acts chapter 2, verse 38 and verse 39. Acts chapter 2, verse 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. Remission means removal of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why do we need the Holy Ghost? I need the Holy Ghost to be able to live right. I need the Holy Ghost to be able to be taught right. I need the Holy Ghost to be able to navigate through life. I need the Holy Ghost to be able to navigate in the spirit. I need the Holy Ghost to make it to heaven. The Holy Ghost, which quickened the same spirit that got Jesus up from the dead is the same thing. It's the Holy Ghost. That same spirit that got Jesus up from the dead is the Holy Ghost. That's the same spirit that will quicken our immortal bodies. If you die in Christ, that'll be the same spirit that gets you up out of that grave. Or even if you don't even see death, and the rapture takes place, you will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet them together in the clouds. That same spirit. The Bible lets us know that if you do not have the Spirit of God, you are none of His. You are none of His. Salvation comes through not Buddha, not Muhammad, nor Allah, nor any other God that has a name attached to it. But the Bible says there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. We got to go down in the name of Jesus Christ. Not in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, but in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Just like they did on the day of Pentecost. And once you have received the Holy Ghost, let me say this. Once a person has received the Holy Ghost, you will speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Well, how do I know it's for me? How do I know I'll speak in tongues? How do I know I have the Holy Ghost? Because once you have received the Holy Ghost, you will speak in tongues as they did on the day of Pentecost. Jesus said in the book of Hebrews, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same standards, the same instructions that he gave them back then is the same standards now, is the same instruction now. Well, how do I know it's for me? Verse 39 of Acts 2 and 38, Acts chapter 2, verse 39 says, And the promise is unto you and unto your children, and unto those that are afar off, even as many as the Lord thy God shall call, which means it's unto you, it's unto your children, and it's unto generations after you and after your children. Should the Lord tarry, it's going to be the same instruction for those generations after you. Amen. God bless you. I love you. I love each and every one of you. Have a very, very blessed rest of your weekend in Jesus' name. I hope you got something out of this. Because this is what we need to make it to heaven. I said
Amen.
It earlier.
Hallelujah.
This is a straight way to make it to heaven. And we got to follow
yeah.
in Jesus' name. God bless you. I love you. Apostle Cook, thank you for allowing us to come one more time to bring forth the word
hallelujah.
Of God. This is the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Summit with Minister Adam Tuggle right here on the Spirit Alive Network, y'all, where you can be ye transformed in Jesus' name. God
yes.
bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
I love you.
God
Jesus
bless you.
Name.
I love you. Love you, little brother. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.